The Fabric Workshop and Museum in Philadelphia now features the artwork of a matriarch of a famous musical family. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how Moki Cherry blended family life with her creative life.
Nena Cherry had her first hit in 1989 with Buffalo Stamp. She was 24 years old and already the mother of a six-year-old named Nema. Walking through Philadelphia's Fabric Workshop and Museum, Nena and Nema reflected on Moki Cherry, their mother and grandmother, respectively, for whom raising children and making art were one and the same.
We've had a lot of fun looking at how many of these things we still have in our house.
Yeah,
this still exists.
I only noticed yesterday that the marble is the marble in the kitchen.
It is the marble in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. We even have that blue light in the workroom still, haven't we?
Yeah, and the fruit bowl.
The Living Temple, the World of Moki Cherry, features the artwork of the matriarch of a high-profile musical family. In addition to Nena, Moki married the jazz trumpeter Don Cherry, with whom she had a son, Eagle Eye Cherry, of Save Tonight fame. Nena said her parents developed a creative method called organic music that broke down the barriers between family life and artistic life.
Moki worked and lived in the same spaces that were also the spaces that I grew up in. But I think what's really powerful about walking into this is how contemporary the work is, how vibrant it is. And of course, Moki was also making the art to be seen. Now, she was a serious artist.
The Living Temple will be at the Fabric Workshop and Museum through next April. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.